We've got a couple of ladies in the house. They're with a group called PACA. PACA stands for People Against Child Abuse. Laura, introduce our guests.
This is Heather Baker and Tiffany Lewis. Good morning, ladies.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks for coming in. All right, tell us about your organization, how it got started, and what you guys are doing.
Go ahead.
Either one of you.
Okay. We are involved in an organization called HOSA, Health Occupation Students of America, at our school. And we decided to enter a competition for community awareness, and we decided to stick with the subject People Against Child Abuse.
Now, what school is this?
Coronado.
At Coronado, okay.
Coronado High School. Goody.
All right. So you formed this group called PACA.
Yes.
All right. Tell us about what you do.
We are trying to raise awareness in the community. We are raising money for the local child abuse agencies. And, yeah.
Which there are several.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just to name a few, there's like Family Guidance and Outreach Center of mm-hmm. Lubbock, CASA, Children's Advocacy Center, the Parenting Cottage, and the Nurse Family Partnership, which together form the Coalition Against Child Abuse on the South Plains.
That's neat. Okay, now, the interesting thing about this is you guys are actually legit, right? I mean, you filed the paperwork for a 501?
We're getting there.
Working on that.
We are working on that.
Okay, but that's awesome because that's a real world scenario.
Mm-hmm. Now, what made you guys decide to choose child abuse for your platform here?
Oh, well, that was actually me. I just recently lost my grandfather, and that's been like a big motivating factor to me. And after I lost him, I was trying to think of something that would make him proud of me. And we used to spend our, back when I was little, we used to volunteer up at the Family Guidance Center of Lubbock. And so I've always been around this issue, and I thought it was an issue that needed to be addressed.
It really is. It's rampant out there.
It is.
And for every case that is actually reported, you know, there's so many others that may be going unreported that we don't even know about, and that so it is a huge problem in our city.
Yes, actually, Lubbock has the second highest child abuse rate in the state of Texas.
Absolutely,
yeah, per capita.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girls, look for more good things out of you guys. Stay in touch with us. Let us know how it's going.
Yeah.
It's People Against Child Abuse, and good job. Good things going on at Coronado High School, and congratulations.
I love that. Thank you.
Thanks
for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Collins and Mack, Lubbock's First News, 747. I was dismissing our guests prematurely. We actually forgot to mention the fundraisers and things that they have coming up, so I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel like I was pushing you out.
We're talking to Heather Baker and Tiffany Lewis with PACA, People Against Child Abuse. It's a new organization formed by high school students.
Yeah, it's birthed out of Coronado High School.
Mm-hmm,
awesome.
To raise awareness about child abuse going on right here in the Lubbock area.
Yeah, now they're doing these fundraisers to support all the agencies that work for the mm-hmm. eradication of child abuse.
Right.
So anyway, what are some of these fundraisers you have coming up?
Well, actually, tomorrow we have a pack a day at Fuddruckers.
Everybody likes Fuddruckers.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll donate 15% of all sales of the receipts that get put in the basket right near the cash register after you buy your meal.
Okay, so here's when you go to Fuddruckers, okay? Now, this is all day tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's all day. So when you go to Fuddruckers and you buy your meal, make sure you get your receipt.
And put it in the basket.
Yeah, when they say, would you like your receipt? Yes, mm-hmm. I would like my receipt, and then put it in the basket.
And then 15% goes to PACA.
Yes.
And then you guys donate money then to other organizations such as CASA.
Mm-hmm.
The Cottage, Children's mm-hmm. Advocacy Center.
Family Guidance.
And Outreach. Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
good organizations. That's really
what
awesome.
What else have you got coming up?
In January, we have actually been selected as the benefiting charity for a Tyler Technologies silent auction and bake sale.
Awesome.
Now,
and Chili's, you said, was going to also work with you
on
creating a night where you can go and then they'll give, what, like 10% of the total ticket that day?
It might be 15 or 10. I can't remember.
Good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, if a gazillion people work over at Tyler Technologies, big three-story building at 53rd in Chicago. So if you work over at Tyler, honk this one up because we need to raise some money for these girls and this organization and awareness for the prevention of child abuse.
Started by students at Coronado High School. I love that.
Yeah, that's totally awesome. Hey, thanks, girls, for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
We'll stay in touch with you guys, okay?
Don't forget to eat at Fuddruckers tomorrow.
15% of the proceeds going to benefit PACA. So Fuddruckers all day tomorrow. 749, good morning.